All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank and Habbo in the studio with Darren. And speaking of Darren, he's going to bring you the Olympic report right now.
No, not Darren.
Oh, that's right. All right, Jim, thanks a lot. Well, soccer, volleyball, and field hockey all being concluded. There's not too much action going on right now, but under women's basketball, the Virginia women's basketball team picked up a 20-point 67-47 victory at Bowling Green in Ohio yesterday. The Lady Hoos are now 6-2 on the season. After a short break for exams, the squad will return on Friday, December the 16th, when they'll host the University of Illinois at Chicago at 7 p.m. in JPJ. In diving, the Virginia men and women's swimming and diving teams broke three school records in the Georgia Fall Invitational down in Athens, Georgia this weekend. And the women's swimming and diving team finished third, and the men placed fourth at the meet. The diving corps will compete at the Tennessee Invite the beginning of January, and the full UVA squads will be in action for their final home meet against Virginia Tech in mid-January. And finally, in wrestling, it was a dominant day on the mat for the Cavaliers as Virginia went on the road and picked up a 34-11 win over number 24 Chattanooga yesterday, beating the Mocs. Virginia returns to action on December 21st, and they'll face George Mason in the Rumble on the River right here in RVA. The match will be hosted at St. Christopher's.
We'll have to have Coach Garland back on.
We're going to have Steve Garland.
I love his enthusiasm.
I tell you what, the first time
get him down here.
First time Coach Garland was ever on the show, he spoke nonstop for 8 minutes. He was so jacked up.
He was the energizer, buddy. He was ready to go.
We were his first radio interview. And, you know, being a former Wahoo grappler that he was, and now, at that time, the new head coach. He was pretty darn excited.
Well, he's just an enthusiastic guy. Really. Speaking of guests, who's on the show next week?
We have a guest. We have Big Ted Jeffries.
Big Ted. Not quite as big as Brad Barnes, but he's big.
Oh, they're close.
They're close.
If we could get some eligibility out of both of them, we could own the defensive boards.
No, Ted, obviously the radio color analyst these days, but he'll be on next Monday with the team kind of in a break. A game tomorrow night against East Carolina, JPJ, 7 o'clock. East Carolina 7-2, although Virginia, I think, is a pretty heavy favorite. East Carolina's schedule has been a little soft thus far. And then they're off for exams until Saturday the 17th when Robert Morris comes to town.
And by the way, even though Virginia's defense is not as good as last year's, it's interesting to note that as of this ranking, Virginia is relative, right? They ranked first. The Cavaliers ranked first in the nation in scoring defense at 46.9 points a game, which is amazing.
Well, it helps when you hold, three teams under 40?
Well, we locked two of them in the bathroom at halftime.
So,
that helps.
But
can't score if you're not on the court.
You know, I think it was unrealistic to think that there were not going to be some growing pains with this team adjusting to the loss of Malcolm and Anthony Gill.
I think they got to take the red shirt off Jay Huff. We need that 6'10".
Well, I mean, if he could.
He's a leaper.
He may be a leaper. Can he score down low? That's what I want to know.
He actually likes to shoot from way outside.
Now, the one guy I think it might have some potential is Momedy. I think he's just so athletic.
He wants to shoot outside.
Well,
he thinks he's Ralph Sampson. Give me the ball 20 feet from the basket.
It's a bad shot only if it doesn't go in.
That's right.
You can't have a bad shot that goes in.
Well, twice against Providence, we heard Coach Bennett say, no, 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 great shot, Momedy, great shot. But, all right, 30 seconds or so.
It's good to be back. Thank you all for covering last week. One last thank you to Vince Dalton, terrific, terrific doctor, terrific guys. And we thank all the people at Ortho for supporting the show, as well as all of our other sponsors.
How about that was a misfire on my part. We still have 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Ooh. Good.
Well, I could ramble on if you need.
Oh, that's a little frightening.
You need anything about the Trump transition team?
No, no. But, hey, who is your thought for the Secretary of State?
The guy from California, Dana Rohrabacher, who nobody knows, would be sensational. But
is that why he would be sensational?
He's just a member of Congress from California. I think the head of the House Foreign Affairs.
How about Corker? Committee. You don't like Corker?
I'm not a big Corker fan.
He's a good-looking guy, though.
Yeah, but he's but I'm not dead set opposed to Romney like a lot of people are. I think Mitt made some mistakes during the campaign. I wish he'd been a little more gracious.
A little bit more diplomatic.
But nevertheless, I think he's
an
able guy.
Key job.
You know, key job to be. Got to be
diplomatic. Right. But otherwise, I think a lot of the appointments thus far, and is this WRVA all of a sudden? But no. I think a lot of the appointments thus far are terrific. And
Jimmy Barrett is not doing enough work down there.
Trump is putting together a heck of a team. So.
All right, so let's look at this. Got some news here. UVA football is honored by the AFCA for graduation rate. 25th honorable mention nod. One of 75 institutions recognized this week by the American Football Coaches Association, the AFCA, at least graduating 75% or more of its student athletes. 27th time since the Academic Achievement Award was instituted in 81 that UVA has been recognized, and it should be noted that in 85 and 86, Virginia was recognized for the best graduation rate in the country. UVA is one of 17 programs to win the prestigious AFCA award, and only 9 to win it twice. Just trying to get that in there because,
which is good because
I do think Virginia tries to do it the right way. And there's my Jason Bourne music.
They are supposed to be student athletes. That's
indeed
how they're promoted. Right. So and
final thoughts. We need these big linemen to go ahead and commit to Virginia.
Bronco, go out there and recruit like crazy. And let's get back on the winning path.
Let's
tomorrow
go get
night.
Cole Clemens and Ryan McDonald and Tyran Hunt.
Come to Charlottesville,
come on, you guys.
Guys.
Go Hoos. All right,
go
we got 5 seconds. Go Wahoos.
We'll talk to you
beat
next
the Pirates.
Monday.
Beat the Pirates.